Heavy fighting is being reported between Ukrainian and Russian forces Tuesday in parts of eastern Ukraine and the northeastern Kharkiv region. In addition, the Ukrainian military is reporting heavy fighting near the city of Mykolaiv. Reporter Anna Chernikova, reporting from Kyiv, talked to VOA's Flashpoint program Tuesday about what she's heard regarding those reports. Oh, we seem to have some technical difficulties with that report. I apologize.
We at the UN Human Rights Office are very concerned by the continued violent response.
I apologize. A UN Human Rights report released Thursday shows Russia's invasion of Ukraine has created a dire human rights situation in the country, documenting a wide range of rights violations, including extrajudicial killings and torture they say could amount to war crimes. The report, sponsored by the UN Office of the High Commissioner of Human Rights and conducted by the UN Monitoring Mission in Ukraine, documents the first 6 months of Russia's invasion of Ukraine from February through July. At a news conference Tuesday in Kyiv, the head of the monitoring mission, Matilda Bogner, said the armed conflict has led to a wide range of human rights violations from against both civilians and combatants. The Human Rights Office said it is documented by both sides of human rights laws and international law on the treatment of prisoners of war and non-combatants. Both Ukraine and Russia have denied committing such violations. Meanwhile, Russia claims Tuesday that early voting in what Western allies say are sham referendums show Ukrainians in four regions currently controlled by Russia overwhelmingly supporting joining Russia. This is VOA News. Hurricane Ian has made landfall in western Cuba, lashing the island with rain